Fuck yeah.
Good evening. Looking for Justin.
This is Justin.
Hi, Justin. This is Dwight at Comp. I saw you shot us over a tweet in the last couple of days about an issue you were having with the price of your package.
Yes, I did. And, sorry, I was a little surprised to hear from you. Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sorry. We would have got back to you a lot sooner, but we had a big outage situation, so we were just flooded with all kinds of tweets. And but we would always get back to you, and that's why we're calling you now.
Cool. Well, I definitely have to give credit where credit's due. I appreciate you following up.
No, no problem. What is it that I can help you with? I know you have a bundle, but what is the bundle? Do you have the double deal or the triple?
I have the double. Internet and TV.
Okay.
And I guess I just learned that I had a special, and I didn't know that because I was under the impression that when I signed up that I didn't have a contract. Anyway, my package went up $20, mm-hmm. and I was just surprised that it went up for no reason. And I just think it's really uncool and unfair that it went up without any valid explanation. And, you know, I didn't change anything. I didn't add anything else. And, you know, and it's not that I don't want it cheaper than what I was paying. I just want it to be what I was paying.
Right.
And, you know, I don't have an issue paying with the price that I'm paying, but when you guys jack it up and for no reason without any explanation, that's kind of a frustrating point as a consumer.
Okay, yeah, I understand, and I do apologize. What I'm going to do, if you don't mind, I do have the billing department on the line with me, and I would like to patch her in, and she might be able to explain why it went up, and I'll stay on the line with you. Just so we can monitor the situation, we keep the recording going. Give me just a moment while I get Kendra on the line.
Hello, this is Kendra speaking.
Hi, Kendra, this is Justin.
Hi there. So there was an issue with your bill, I'm seeing? I just got some notes here on my computer.
Yes, our, correct, my package bundle, Xfinity Double, was increased, and I just wasn't notified about it being increased, and when I signed up for the contract, I was under the impression that it would stay the rate that I signed up for. I was just unpleasantly surprised about the bill increase.
Oh, okay, I see. Did you have a chance to read through your entire contract when you signed it with us?
I was actually looking for it online, and I couldn't find it.
You couldn't find the contract, or you couldn't find where we don't promise a rate guarantee? Could you not find the entire contract, or could you not just find that?
I couldn't find
section?
The contract, and I didn't look for the rate guarantee.
Okay, well, we can definitely email that to you.
Whatever the guarantee is, I just think it's silly if you guys are going to increase prices. But no, I couldn't find the contract.
Okay, well, you do understand that, you know, with all businesses, prices go up as, you know, times change, the dollar, you know, changes. We don't guarantee the same prices, so it is only $20. Are you saying you can't afford it? Are you on income assistance or something?
I mean, that's a personal question, but $20 is a $20 increase.
Well, $20 isn't really that much. It's only $20. Do you like our service?
$20 might be, it might not be a lot to you, but
well, I would say for the average Joe, it's, you know, $20 isn't that much, you know? It's a few, like, 4 Starbucks coffee drinks. It's nothing really worth tweeting about.
Excuse me, Kendra. Do inform the person on the phone, Justin, that we're also going to be throttling his internet service. He's gone way over the limit.
I can see that. Yeah. Okay.
So why would you throttle our service anyway if we are paying for the service?
Were you aware of that?
I'm not aware of it now that you guys are sharing that with me, but whether we're going over internet service bandwidth or not, it's something I'm paying for. It's not the issue about us using our service. It's about increasing it without letting us know. It doesn't matter if you have a guarantee in place or not. If it's not accessible and it's not be able to be found online,
we would have sent you an email alerting you of the price change. So perhaps that's in your junk folder, but we never just change it without letting our customers know. So I can guarantee that there is an email from us. So that
well,
point,
if it's a guarantee,
that you're
then it would be helpful if
invalid.
You could find that email that you sent to us.
Well, that's kind of on you to find that email, isn't it? Because I'm telling you 100% that we sent it.
You know, it's really ridiculous that you guys would call to follow up to argue with the customer.
Well, it's really ridiculous that you would tweet such slanderous, defamatory.
It's not slanderous that I tweeted anything. This is ridiculous. You guys are arguing with me on the phone.
I'm not arguing with you about anything. I'm telling you how it is, sir. And you're the one that's arguing. Yes. I'm going to put him on hold. Just 1 second. Okay. Yeah.
This is unreal. I did not steal any equipment.
Was he not? You said you put him on hold. Did you hit the wrong button? Shoot. Hi there, sir. Sorry about that. I thought you were on hold.
Oh my god, you guys are so ridiculous.
Excuse me, sir?
Everything has been turned in. The fact that you would even say that is absolutely obnoxious. And you guys, it's really unbelievable that you guys have the nerve to do that.
They have the nerve to do that? Well, did you or did you not steal our equipment, sir?
How are you going to even accuse me of stealing equipment? We did not steal your equipment.
Well, you're asking how are we going to accuse you? You understand that we have customers that steal our equipment every day. So it's not like it's something that's out of the ordinary for us to ask you.
Shut the hell up, bitch! The fact that you just placed a phone call.
Sorry, this call is being monitored and recorded, sir. You understand that, right?
I hope it's recorded.
All right, great. Well, look, my name's Craig, and I'm with security here. What was that all about? You're lucky we didn't just disconnect the call. Kendra, are you still with us?
Yeah, I am. I'm almost in tears.
Okay, yeah, that was ridiculous. No, sir, you're going to listen to what we have to say. That's ridiculous.
But you're calling me to accuse us of stealing equipment when I've been paying for service. There's nothing that I've done. This is absolutely absurd, and I cannot believe that this is happening, to make the accusation that anyone is stealing equipment.
Who was that shouted in the background, sir? Was that you?
Person who knows what slander is.
Could you please tell him to shut the fuck up, please? Tell him to shut the fuck up right now.
Yeah.
And like I told you, it's not unreasonable. It's not an unreasonable thing that people steal equipment and that you are one of those people. So we're just letting you know that we know what you did.
See, sir,
you didn't pull one over on us.
What happens is poor people poor people such as yourself steal our equipment on a 30-day back guarantee and then they sell it on eBay. And I know you just need to make a living, that, you know, food stamps sometimes just isn't enough.
Stop. Call the police department, please to God. You're going to hang up this phone right now, and you're going to call the police because you have a complaint today against us. Right,
we're going to have to disconnect the call if you don't have your boyfriend shut up, sir. We can't have this. This is ridiculous.
You called us. Disconnect the call. We didn't call you. But if you have any problems...
Actually, we're going to disconnect your service as well.
In 2 seconds, we're disconnected.
Yeah, disconnect his service.
I'm going to disconnect it. Yeah.
The customer service reps like this. We can't have a customer like that.
Kendra and the other gentleman, I'm sorry you guys had to experience that. We should monitor the calls better on our end. So
yeah,
this guy's
isn't
obviously
what I got hired for.
He's an asshole. We have fuckers like this all the time, but he'll get his. Don't worry about it. Sorry, guys.
Fuck you, sir.
There. I had to explore.
Look, I get it. I was young once.
I was promised the world, but turns out the speeds I was looking for, instead of the internet, had all along. But you already knew that, didn't you?
Experience the nation's fastest internet provider.